Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we give you thanks.
父，我们感谢你。
Lord, this is the gathering of your people.
这是你的子民的聚会。
We are here not just so that we may receive, but that we may give.
我们在这里不仅仅是要接受，但是我们要给予。
We want to give our attention to you.
我们要把我们的聚点聚在你身上。
We want to give our hearts to you.
我们要把我们的心给你。
Lord, we want to offer our whole lives to you.
主啊，我们要把我们整个的生命献上给你。
For that is what the scripture tells us is true worship.
因为圣经上说这才是真正的真正的聚会真正的崇拜。
But Lord, we do need to receive from you this morning.
但是神啊，今天早上我们也确确实实需要从那边你那里从接受。
No one knows where we are at.
因为没有人知道我们在哪里。
But you know where we're at.
但是你知道我们在哪里。
We have many complicated things that weigh upon our heart.
在我们的心里有很多事。
And we may not know how to live the way you want us to.
我们或许不知道你是要我们怎样去生活。
And yet we're trying and we do desire.
我们也在试图，我们也渴望。
But we need to receive from you this morning.
但是今天早上我们要从你这里得到。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Lord, help this inadequate preacher.
主啊，我们需要你帮助我们这位无能的传道者。
Help us so that we may see the beauty of the truth that is in your word.
请帮助我们看到在你话语里的美妙。
Help us to know that it is only you who can change us.
请帮助我们也认识到只有你才能改变我们。
And lastly, Lord, help us so that we may pray.
最后主啊，请帮助我们，所以我们可以祷告，向你祈祷。
Help us so that we may be able to be attentive to you.
帮助我们，我们可以聚精会神的聆听你的话语。
And help us that we may give our lives to you.
也帮助我们，所以我们可以把我们的生命献给你。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的大能的名求。
Amen. Amen. One of the most neglected subjects of the Bible
在圣经里面最容易被忽视的一个主题是
is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer.
就是圣灵在我们信徒生命中的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit is actually one of the keys to new life in Christ.
因为圣灵是其实是最重要对我们基督徒的新生命来说是最重要的一点。
But we don't get to hear on the Holy Spirit enough.
但是我们其实听到的关于圣灵的话语常常是不多的。
That's why by God's leading,
所以借着神的带领
Pastor James and myself are going through this three-part series onThe Holy Spirit.
接着神的带领James 长老和我和Alex 长老正在讲我们这个三部分的这个关于圣灵的这个系列。
I have to look at the slide because I haven't seen our design yet. This is the topic of walking in the Spirit.
今天的主题就是要与圣灵同行。
Now last week, Pastor James preached a sermon that he himself said.
上个周日James 长老讲的是他自己就像他自己所说的。
He said this is a wonderful truth.
他说了这是一个美好的事实。
What is this wonderful truth?
那这个美好的事实是什么呢?
That everyone who is truly a Christian
任何一个真正的信徒
has God the Holy Spirit dwelling in them.
在他们里面有圣灵住在他们里面。
In fact, he said last week from the scripture,
事实上他上个周末也讲过
that the only way for someone who is dead to become alive and even put their faith in Jesus Christ,
在就是对一个已死的人，唯一的希望就是，唯一的方式就是有。
Okay, so what he said last week was even for someone who is dead.
甚至对有些已死的人。
Even to put faith in Jesus.
要把他的信靠放在耶稣基督身上。
Needs to come through the Holy Spirit who regenerates or makes new the heart.
是要通过圣灵来改变他们，来改创给他们一颗新的心。
That's what it says in Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
那就在提多书第三章也讲过第五节。
So even for spiritually dead people to become alive, to put faith in Christ, comes through the Holy Spirit first.
对一个灵魂已死的人，要让他们灵魂复活，就是要通过圣灵来到他们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is what makes new.
圣灵是让他们是让他们又变活变新的。
Holy Spirit comes into a dead life.
圣灵来到一个已死的生命里。
And makes that life new in Christ.
让这个生命在主里又活了。
Last night,
昨天晚上，
our youth group, about 40 people and some families, went to what's called the Harvest Crusade.
我们就是大概有40多位年轻人和家长，我们一起去了那个 Harvest Crusade.
Now I'll tell you, I feel a little bit old.
我感到有一点自己有点老。
Because the music was so loud.
那个音乐非常的响。
That my ears today are still ringing.
我的耳朵今天还在响。
But a number of our young people
但是我们当中有几个年轻的人
made a decision last night to follow Christ.
昨天晚上已经决志要跟随主耶稣。
Can I ask those who made a decision last night, and not all of them are here, please, all of you who went down, would you please stand up?
那昨天晚上就是我们
Go ahead,
昨天晚上站起来就是你要决定跟随主耶稣的现在能不能站起来。
Please stand up. Go ahead.
大家都
yeah, stand up. Amen. Can we say amen to that?
我们大家一起说 amen.
Amen. All right, have a seat. Sorry to put you on the spot. But that was a life that was dead.
这群孩子就是以前是灵魂是死的，现在他们又活了。
They were spiritually dead.
因为他们在灵里面是死的。
And I can definitely say for some of them, yes, for sure, for sure.
我也可以说他们其中的几个人以前灵魂上确实是死的。
But they love the music.
但是他们非常的爱这些音乐。
And that was too loud for me.
但这对我来说太响了。
And they love the message of the gospel.
他们也很喜欢这个信息。
That even though they are dead in sin, God loves them so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for them.
虽然他们在罪里面是死的，但是神是如此的爱我们，居然遣送他的独生爱子为我们而死。
And they made a decision to put their faith in Christ and to follow Christ.
他们已经决定要跟随主耶稣。
Do you know how they made that decision?
你知道他们是如何做这样的决定的吗？
It is the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵感动了他们。
That's what Pastor James preached last week.
这就是 James 长老上个礼拜所说的。
Now, the Holy Spirit, if what we preached last week is true, now each of them have God the Holy Spirit dwelling in them.
那我们上个礼拜所说的那个圣灵，如果圣灵是真真实实的，那现在圣灵就住在了他们的心里。
Amen?
Amen.
Well, today, if Us believers, we have the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们对我们信徒来说，我们都有圣灵在我们里面。
I guess my question is, what's next?
那我的问题就是，那下一步是什么呢？
Because the reality is,
因为事实是这样。
New life is great.
新生命是很好的。
But life is hard.
但是生活又是很难的。
It's hard because even though we have been freed and forgiven of our sins,
虽然我们已经我们的罪已经被赦免了。
We have years of bad habits.
但是我们有好多年积累下来的一些坏的习惯。
And that causes us to go up and then down and up and down.
我们这些坏的习惯让我们起起伏伏。
So if we have the Holy Spirit,
但是如果我们有圣灵在我们里面,
then what's next?
那接下来是什么?
What does it look like to have the Holy Spirit in our life?
那如果有圣灵在我们生命里,那看上去应该是怎样的呢?
So I want you to grab your Bibles with me, because we've got to turn to God's Word.
那我们一起打开圣经。
To the book of Galatians this week.
翻到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Because Galatians chapter 5,
因为在加拉太书里面第五章,
specifically verse 25,
从第二十五节,
it tells us exactly what our next step should be.
具体告诉了我们接下来应该怎么样。
That if we have the Holy Spirit,
如果我们有圣灵在我们里面,
that if we live by the Holy Spirit,
因为我们是靠圣灵而活,
what is the next step?
那接下来是什么?
Look at verse 25.
我们来看第二十五节。
If we live by the Spirit,
我们若是靠圣灵得生,
let us also keep in step with the Spirit.
就当靠圣灵行事。
Okay? The Chinese says, 当靠圣灵行事。
那中文是这样讲，说要当靠圣灵行事。
That's the beauty of pinyin. But the Chinese does not have the same picture as it does in the original language.
但是中文翻译呢，没有就是我们真正的就是原始语言的这个
图。
图片。
Because the original word here is.Stoicheo. Excuse me.
Bless you. 那那个原始文字哈是那个是指 Stoicheo.
Stoicheo. Stoicheo, this original word.
Stoicheo 这个原始文字是指
means to walk with.
是指一起行走。
To keep in step with.
和一起一步一步的走。
To stay in the same pace with.
一起同步，同样的速度行走。
That's the picture of the word.
这就是这个字的意思。
Because it's a little bit more than just doing things like 行事. It's a little bit more than just 行事. It's a little bit more than just doing things.
因为这不仅仅是要我们做一件事情。
Okay, it is walking.In step, in pace with the Holy Spirit who is in us.
这其实是指我们要和我们在我们里面的圣灵一起同步的行走。
You see that? So there's a picture that's different.
你有没有看到这幅图画有一点不一样？
One picture is a picture of doing things depending on the Holy Spirit for God, just doing things for God.
那一幅画呢是指我们要靠着圣灵来做事情。
Okay, that's the Chinese. And in the English, in the original text, it says walking with God.
那它原始文字呢是指其实要和神和圣灵一起行走。
Do you have a different picture in your mind?
有没有看到这不一样的之处？
When I think of walking,
当我在思考这个行走这个字的时候
I thought of a few times that I had walks with my daughter Bethany.
我就想起我有几次和我的女儿 Bethany 一块走路。
That sometimes when she was younger, she wanted to hold my hand.
当她小的时候，她会拉着我的手。
So that I wouldn't be walking far ahead of her.
所以我不会走在她前面。
I wouldn't be walking too far behind her.
我也不会走在她的太后面。
That we would walk together, hand in hand, and go for a walk, father and daughter, right? You remember?
我们会牵着手，一步一步的一起走。
And whenever we think of walking together, what do you do when you walk together?
那当我们想起要一起行走，那你在一起行走的时候，你会做什么呢？
Well, what do we do, Bethany? We talked together.
我们一起谈话。
We laughed together.
我们一起欢笑。
We built our relationship.
我们一起建立我们的关系。
My daughter built a relationship with me even as we walked together.
我的女儿和我一起建立 在和我一起行走的时候，和我一起建立关系。
I think she enjoyed the relationship. Did you enjoy the walk with Dad?
我知道她非常享受这样子的和我一起的散步走路。
I enjoyed my walk with my child.
我也很享受。
And over time, she learns how Dad does things.
那一次又一次呢，她就慢慢了解到我是如何做事情的。
And I think that she will grow up to be very much like Dad.
我想她长大以后可能会比较像我。
Hopefully in the good ways and not the bad.
当然希望是好的地方像我，不要像我坏的地方。
So you see, we see a picture already.
所以你们看到，你有没有看到这幅图景？
In the original language.
在这个原始的文字的语言当中。
Now that you have the Holy Spirit in you.
现在你有圣灵在你里面。
You now cultivate a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit.
那你现在就在培养这种和神和圣灵的这种关系。
You can hold His hand and walk with Him to keep the same pace.
你也可以牵着他的手和他一起行走。
To walk every step of your life in step, in pace with the Holy Spirit.
把你生命上的每一步都和圣灵一起行走。
But what does that really mean?
那这真正是指什么意思呢?
What does it look like to walk in the Holy Spirit?
那在圣灵里行走是怎么样的呢?
Now the first thing I want us to understand is that walking in step with the Spirit means to become more and more like Christ.
那第一点我想大家希望大家了解的就是与圣灵同行呢，是指要越来越按照基督的样式。
It means to grow in Christ likeness.
是指我们要按基督的样式成长。
This is the summation of the Christian's life.
这是我们信徒的生命的总和。
To walk in step with the Spirit means to become more and more like Jesus Christ.
与圣灵同行就是我们要越来越像基督耶稣。
When we were given a new life by the Holy Spirit,
当圣灵给了我们的新的生命的时候,
our eternal destiny changed forever.
我们最终的命运都被永远的改变了。
This means if you used to live this way when you were spiritually dead,
如果当你灵性上是死的时候，你是这样子的生活的。
When the Holy Spirit gives you new life,
当圣灵给你新的生命的时候,
and you put your faith, like many of these youth, to make a decision for Christ,
你已经决志要跟随主耶稣,
your life goes, as last night the speaker says, 180 degrees different.
那你的生命就会180度的转弯。
You turn to go the other way.
你要转向另一条路。
The whole direction of your life ought to be changed.
那你生命的整个方向都被改变了。
You have a new life.
你现在有了一个新的生命。
Now you have a new purpose.
因为你并且有了一个新的生命的目的。
You are a new creation with a new purpose.
并且拥有一个新的目标。
Do you know that you have a new purpose in life?
你知道吗? 在你的生命里你现在应该有一个新的目标。
So, I want all of us to read this together.
我们大家一起来念这个。
Ready? 1, 2, 3. I am a new creation with a new purpose in life. And we just read in Chinese.
我是一个被新造的人，有着新的生活目标。
Turn to someone next to you and tell them, I am a new creation with a new purpose in life.
你可以告诉你的邻居。
Did you know that?
你知道吗?
Well, you can't say that if you're not a true Christian.
当然，如果你不是信徒的话，你还不能这样说。
Because it means if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have Christ, you're still going in your old way.
如果你没有圣灵，没有主耶稣在你里面，你仍旧按照你的原来的路一直前行。
But if you have the Spirit through Christ, you are a new creation.
但是当一旦你有了圣灵有的圣灵在你里面，你就是一个新的生命。
You have a new purpose.
你有一个新的目标。
You have a new purpose in life.
你的生命有了一个新的目标。
That's what Romans 8 tells us.
那罗马书八章就是这样说的。
Romans 8.And a lot of us are very familiar with 28. We're going to look at 29.
我们看罗马书八章二十九节。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Those who God has saved.
那些已经神已经拯救的人
，Who He gave new life to，
神已经把新的生命给了他们
，Has a new purpose，
他们就有新的生活目标。
And your new purpose is to be conformed in the image of Christ。
那这个新的目标就是效法他儿子的模样。
You see, your purpose in life is not your purpose anymore。
你有没有看到你自己的生活目标不再是你的生活目标。
All of those young people who stood up,
这些刚才站起来的这些年轻的孩子们。
You had plans for your life, didn't you?
你自己有自己的打算对你的生活。
You had a purpose for your life.
你有你自己的目标。
And it's probably the purpose your parents gave you.
或你的父母亲给你的目标。
You better get good grades.
你最好成绩要拿得好一点。
You better get a good SAT.
SAT 要考得好一点。
So you get into a good college.
所以你能够进一所好的大学。
So you can get a good job.
那你也可能找到一个好的工作。
So you can make money.
那你也可能赚更多的钱。
That might be true for some of you.
或许对你们当中来说，有些人这些都是事实。
But even you, as a young person, need to know you have a new purpose in life.
但是甚至对你们这些孩子来说，你们也知道，那现在你们有在你们有一个新的生活目标了。
And the scripture says to be conformed to.Grow more and more like the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
那就像经文上说的，就像我们要越来越效越像他的儿子的模样。
It also said this in 2 Corinthians.
那我们来在哥林多后书也讲到。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
在第三章哥林多后书三章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
These verses are so rich, I could preach a whole week on just.One section, but I want you to read just this verse.
这些经文是非常的丰富，我们来读这些经文。
And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。
Are being what? Transformed into the image from one degree of glory to another.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
So it's not that you're immediately transformed to be like Christ.
这不是说你马上就被改变成像主一样。
Hey, you young people, it's going to be a lifelong journey of following God and one degree to another, little by little, becoming more and more like Christ.
我们是要用整个的生命去慢慢的去跟随主耶稣，去慢慢的改变我们的自己。
And anyone who is an older believer will tell the young people, yeah, it takes a long time sometimes.
任何我们老信徒都会告诉这些年轻的信徒，这要花很长的时间。
That's why when you look at your parents,
所以你看看你们的父母
who are also Christians,
如果他们也是信徒的话
If they have the Holy Spirit in them,
如果他们有圣灵在他们里面
And you're scratching your head sometimes, young people,
或许你有时候会抓自己的脑袋说
How come my mom and dad doesn't really look like Christ?
为什么我的父母亲看去不像真正的信主的呢
I will help them to tell you 我帮助他们跟你说一声 is It's one degree to another
我想就是和你们讲一下，我的父母不看去不像基督徒。
It's no no no. The scripture says, 一度
degree.
How do you say that?
就像经文上说的，荣上加荣。
Yeah, 荣上加荣。Okay, so like little by little,
一点一点的。
Okay. And what's beautiful?
美妙的事
is when you have a whole family
当你有个整个家庭
of believers together
大家都是信主的
and you see mom
你看到你的母亲
you see dad
你看到你的父亲
you see your son
你看到你儿子
you see your daughter
你看到你的女儿
and slowly and slowly
慢慢的
each of you are growing to become more and more like Christ
慢慢的每一个人都越来 越像主耶稣
That's who we are.
这就是我们。
But how do we do it?
那我们要如何去做呢?
Look at what the scripture says right there.
我们来看看我们经文是怎么说的。
How are we being transformed into the same image of Christ from one degree of glory to another?
就像经文上说的,好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状,荣上加荣。
Yeah, where does it come from?
这从哪里来的?
For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
那这从哪里来呢？这是从我们的主的灵变成的。
Amen? That is the Holy Spirit in you.
这就是圣灵在你里面。
That is you walking in step, keeping in pace with the Spirit.
这就是你和圣灵一起同行。
So the whole life of a Christian...
那基督徒的整个生命
Your purpose
你的目标
is to grow in Christ likeness as you walk with the Spirit
就是当你和圣灵一起行走的时候你就要越来越像主耶稣
This process comes
那这个过程是从哪里来的
From the Lord who is the Spirit
就是从主圣灵里来的
So walking in step with the Spirit means that we grow one degree of glory to another like Christ.
那和圣灵一起行走就是我们要慢慢变成主的 形状荣上加荣
That's your purpose.
这就是你的目标
Write it down.
请写下来
I am a new creation.
我是一个新造的人
With a new purpose.
有一个新的目标
And write down My purpose in life is to be more like Christ.
那我的人生目标就是要更像基督
Turn to someone next to you and say that.
转向你的邻居说。
Go ahead. What else does walking in step with the Spirit look like?
那跟圣灵一起行走，其他还有看上去还像什么呢？
Walking in step with the Spirit.Causes a greater desire to go God's way.
那和圣灵一起行走会引起对神的心意拥有更深切的渴望。
The verse that we were introduced to in the very beginning was Galatians 5:25.
我们一开始读的经文是加勒太书五章二十五节。
But you know what? That's not the first time.In Galatians, that it mentions walking in step with the Spirit.
但是在加勒太书当中呢，这不是说第一次提到和圣灵一起行走。
Because look at verse 16 is where the concept begins.
我们来看第十六节，其实这个概念从第十六节就开始讲了。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
But I say.
但是我说
Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So we see right here,
我们在这里看到
the opposite of what it means to walk in the Spirit,
那与圣灵同行的反面是什么呢？
Giving in to the desires of the flesh.
放纵肉体的情欲。
The word flesh in the New Testament
那在新约中所说的这个肉体
is loaded
是非常的沉重的。
It refers to the nature of our old self
它是指就是我们的老我。
The nature of man that does not love the things of God
就是我们的老我我们不爱神所爱的东西。
The nature of man that does not love the things of God
这是在我们人里面我们不爱神所爱的东西
So it says when we are not walking in the spirit
我们当我们不和圣灵一起行走的时候
then we would rather do the things of this nature.
我们呢却跟随了我们自己的自己肉体上行走。
When we are not walking with the Spirit, we desire more to do these things of the old nature.
当我们不和圣灵一起行走的时候，我们就按照我们自己老我的方式行走。
For these youth that have grown up,
那对我们这些年轻的孩子来说，
they have learned some bad habits.
他们也学到了一些坏的习惯。
I can't share with you Bethany's bad habits.
我可以跟你讲一讲 Bethany 的坏习惯。
No, I cannot. I cannot.
Oh, you can.
That's not right.
我不能。
But all of them have this old nature.
但是他们所有人都有一些坏的习惯。
And God has called them to walk in step with the Spirit.
那神已经呼召他们要和圣灵一同行走。
But when they are not walking with the Spirit,
但是他们没有和圣灵一起行走的时候，
they're going to want to do the things of the flesh.
他们就会想想要做他们肉体所想要他们做
的事。They're going to want to do what is not pleasing to God.
他们就会想做一些不讨悦神的事情。
So that's the picture we have to see.
这就是我们看到的这幅情景。
And this is not easy.
这并不简单，并不容易。
So what this is saying is, in verse 17, we see this. Why is that? Because the desires of the flesh.
那我们在第十七章看到，因为这情欲，肉体的情欲
are against the spirit.
因为肉体的情欲和圣灵相争。
And the desires of the spirit.
那圣灵的渴望。
Are against the flesh.
也和情欲相争。
And these are opposed to each other.
这两个是彼此相敌。
So when these young people begin to learn to walk in the spirit.
那当这些孩子们学着和圣灵一起行走的时候。
Their desire to follow God will be greater.
他们对神的渴望会更大。
But if they are not walking by the Spirit,
但是如果他们没有和圣灵一起行走，
the desires of the flesh will become greater. You with me?
但他们肉体的情欲就更大。
Because they are opposed to each other, these desires.
因为这些情欲都相互挣扎。
This is the battle we see in our life for Christians.
这就是我们在基督徒生命当中所看到的战争。
Because a non-Christian doesn't need to walk with God.
因为我们还没有信主的，不是和神一起行走的。
If a non-Christian keeps going in the way of darkness and sin,
如果我们看到一个非信徒一直朝着黑暗的方向走，
they have no tension.
他们没有觉得有什么有什么不一样，
有这个冲突， right? 没有冲突， because You don't need to walk with God.
因为你不需要和神一起行走。
But for all of us who are Christians,
但是对我们已信主的人来说，
we feel that tension, don't we?
我们感觉到这个冲突。
Why sometimes is my desire to go back stronger than my desire for things of God?
为什么有时候我对我老我的渴望比我对神的渴望更强烈呢？
And the answer is here.
答案就在这里。
Because you're not walking by the Spirit.
因为你没有和圣灵一起行走。
You're not keeping in step with the Spirit.
你没有和圣灵也同步。
I know that you and I.
我知道你和我。
We desire to grow in our faith.
我们也渴望在我们的信心里成长。
That means even you and I, young people.
那是指孩子们和我。
We desire to be more like Christ.
我们也渴望更像主耶稣。
But how do you say it? The struggle is real.
你可以说我们，但是我们也是有真正的挣扎的。
So what is the answer?
那这个答案是什么呢？
Look at verse 16 and 17 again.
我们再来看第十六节和十七节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行。
And you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
就不会放纵肉体的情欲了。
Are you struggling in the desires of your flesh being greater than your desires for following God today?
你是因为你肉体的情欲比你对神的渴望更大而感到挣扎吗？
Are there areas of your life that no one knows?
那在你的生命当中，生活当中有没有一些方面没有其他人知道？
But you know you are not more and more like Christ. You are becoming less and less like Christ in that area.
只有你知道你没有更越来越越像主耶稣。
And you cannot figure out what to do.
你想不出来你可以怎么去改变。
I want you to learn from Scripture that you need to keep in step with the Spirit.
我希望你能从经文上学到你要和圣灵一起行走。
And I'm going to tell you the first way to apply this.
那我要告诉你那怎么应用第一个就是第一点怎么应用这个。
And I'm not going to just tell you a list of things to do.
我不会告诉你就是给你一系列表格说让你要
怎么做。The first thing that we need to do is just acknowledge.
我们第一点要做的就是我们要承认。
Acknowledge that you have a desire for gratifying the flesh and not
你要承认你有对你有肉体的放纵的情欲
and not able to desire the things of God.
你没有办法去渴望神所要想要你渴望的东西。
You need to be able to tell God.
你应该能够告诉神
and admit
并且承认
sometimes God in my life, my desires.
有时候在我的生命里我的渴望我的
My desires are stronger to not go your way.
我的情欲比我的情欲更强烈那我就不跟随我不跟随你的路
And you need to recognize just first that you cannot do anything without him.
第一点你要承认你要意识到没有神你做不了任何事情。
In John 15, Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing.
就像约翰第十五章说的没有我你什么都不能做。
So just be aware of this.
我希望大家要意识到这一点。
And confess it to God.
我们要向神忏悔。
I'm not even telling you to fix it.
我没有告诉你说要一定要修改它或者改正。
The first part is justKnowing that God, my desires to not follow you is so great sometimes.
你第一点你就要意识到，你要意识到你自身的情欲比对神的渴望更强烈。
So notice that I'm not telling you to do something.
请大家注意到，我没有叫你去做任何事情。
Because sometimes as a church, we are so rushed to do something.
因为有时候我们在教会里我们总是匆匆忙忙的要做一些事情
Just tell me what to do.
告诉我我该怎么做
Just tell me what God wants me to do.
告诉我神想要我做什么
Can you give me a list to follow?
你给我一个给我一个单子我会照着这个单子做
And as we walk in the Spirit,
那当我们和神在和圣灵一起行走的时候
The picture is not just doing things for God.
那不仅仅是说为神而做事情
There is something different that comes about as we walk with God.
那我当我们和神一同行走的时候，有时候是不一样的。
So walking in step with the Spirit is not a formula, a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
和圣灵一起行走不是一个公式。
Because the problem with lists.
因为当我们有了这个公式或者一个列表的时候，我们就有问题。
It creates more self-dependency.
那我们就会有更多的依靠我们自己。
Okay, follow me with that.
依靠我们自己。
The more we try to just find out what do I do to fix.
当我们想要就是越想要做一些事情。
The more we think we are doing it.
当我们想着这是我们在做的事情。
It makes us self-dependent.
那就会让我们依靠我们自己。
And not spirit dependent.
没有依靠圣灵。
It makes us self-help.
那这使我们呢自己帮助自己。
And not ask God for help.
而不会请求神来帮助我们。
How often have you tried to just fix yourself?
那你是通常说通常是要让自己来修补或者处理自己的问题吗
And yet, when was the last time you asked God, I really need your help.
那最上一次你请求神的帮助是什么时候呢？
I can't grow to be more like Christ.
我不能不能越来越我不能越来越向神靠近。
I've been fighting this struggle for so long.
我已经一直在挣扎这么久了。
I can't fix myself.
我处理不了我自己的问题。
Spirit, can you help fix me?
圣灵啊，你能够帮助我吗？
I need you.
我需要你。
I don't need more of me.
我不需要更多的自己。
I need you.
我需要你。
When was the last time you asked God, I need your help?
那最上一次你请神的请求神的帮助是什么时候呢？
Because that leads us to our next point.
那接下来我这个就会带领到我们 下面一点。
Because if you are walking in step with the Spirit,
因为你如果是和圣灵一同行走的话，
it leads to this thing called fruit that is born of the Spirit.
那这样呢，就会你就会看到这些。你如果与圣灵一同行走的话，你就会看到圣灵所结出的果子。
So follow with me.
那跟着我。
The transformation to become more and more like Christ.
那越来越像基督的这种改变。
Is fruit that is born of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵所产生所产生的一个果子。
Okay, we're going to look at we're going to continue reading from verse 19 in the text that we're at.
我们继续来读第十九节。
Now the works of the flesh are evident.
情欲的事都是显而易见的。
Sexual immorality.
奸淫。
Impurity.
污秽。
Sensuality.
邪荡。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。
Sorcery.
邪术。
Enmity.
仇恨。
Strife.
争竞。
Jealousy.
嫉恨。
Fits of anger.
恼怒。
Rivalries.
结党。
Dissensions.
纷争
divisions,
异端
envy,
嫉妒
drunkenness,
醉酒
orgies,
荒宴
and the things like these,
等等的
I warn you,
我从前告诉你们
as I warn you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
行这样事的人必不能承受神的国
But the fruit of the Spirit,
但是圣灵所结的果子
is love, joy, peace,
是仁爱喜乐和平
patience, kindness, goodness,
忍耐恩慈善良
faithfulness, gentle, self-control,
信实温柔节制
For some of you, you might be hearing about the fruit of the Spirit for the first time.
你们当中有些人可能是第一次听到圣灵的
果子。For others, you've heard the fruit of the Spirit since you grew up in church.
但是其他人有些可能从小在教会长大的已经听过好多次
了。We have songs to help people remember the fruit of the Spirit.
我们也有歌来帮助大家记牢记住圣灵的果子。
If you grew up in the church, you have these songs.
如果你在教会里长大的话，你知道这首歌。
The fruit of the Spirit, I can't sing it. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
你要跟我一起唱。Patience, kindness,
忍耐、恩慈、
goodness,
善良。
The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness.
圣灵所结果子是信实。
Gentleness,
温柔。
Self-control,
节制。
Isn't that great?
是不是
很好？ Isn't that great that we teach our children the nine fruit of the Spirit?
我们能够教这些孩子唱 这些歌是不是很好
No.
不是这样的
It's not great.
不是很好
Because it's just a list.
因为这些仅仅是一张列表
In fact,
事实上
I remember teaching children.
我记得我也教过孩子
So long ago.
很长的时间很久以前
And I was given material.
我给他们一些材料
On the fruit of the Spirit.
关于就是圣灵的果子的材料
And it said to the young kids,
告诉这些孩子说
Check which ones you have.
看一看你们哪些是你们拥有的
Check which ones you need to work on.
看一看哪些是你们需要再努力的
There's a danger there.
在这里面有一种危险
Because then it's just a list of virtues.
因为这些就是好像我们所说的这些美德的表格
And there's a list of virtues all over the world, isn't there?
因为我们在整个世界上都有这些美德的表格。
In America, early years,
在早期的美国
there's a list of virtues by Benjamin Franklin.
我们有那个富兰克林的这个美德。
There were 13 virtues.
有十三个美德。
Like you need to be industrious, you need to work hard.
就像你要勤劳工作。
You need to be humble.
你要谦卑。
And you need to be clean.
你要洁净。
Wow, some of my children need to hear that one. Right? The virtue of
being clean. 我的孩子需要这样，需要听到这些。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗?
There's also a list of virtues in China in the early years.
在早期的中国也有这样子的美德的一些表格。
People who follow and grow up under the teaching of Confucius.
那我们如果在儒教影响下的人。
Including.
包括这些儒教下面是这样讲的。
仁。
仁。
Which is like kindness.
就像仁爱。
Or 孝。
孝顺。
That's.Filial piety, like honoring your parents.
孝顺，尊敬父母。
And 礼 I have to follow the 拼音礼 That's proper behavior.
礼
礼貌。
礼貌。
Right, like that. Performance of rituals.
就是你要守
Confucius has virtues.
儒教也有美德。
Confucius has virtues.
孔子
has virtues.
孔子有孔子的美德。
I'm saying it wrong. Don't laugh at me. Follow her. But you know what? Japan has virtues.
日本也有他们的美德教育。
India has virtues.
印度也是这样。
Romans had their virtues.
罗马也是这样。
This is where we have to be very careful.
所以我们需要非常的小心。
For some time, for quite some time, for many of us,
因为对我们当中很多人来说
We put our faith in Jesus.
我们把我们的信靠放在主耶稣里
We know that we're Christians.
我们知道我们是信主的
But we fell into one of the traps of the devil.
但是我们呢常常也会掉在这个魔鬼的陷阱里
What is this danger?
那这个危险是什么呢
We begin to pursue our faith.
那我们开始追求我们的信心
Or even the fruit of the Spirit.
甚至圣灵的果子
as things for us to work on in our life
把它当作这些是我们生命当中生活当中要做的事情
without help from God
但是没有请求神的帮助
we end up doing all these things on our own
我们呢最终是结果是自己在做这些事情
without relying on the Holy Spirit's transformation
却没有依靠圣灵的改变
Because we are so capable people,
因为我们是很有能力的人
we cannot recognize that we are incapable people.
我们没有意识到其实我们是很无能的。
This relates to me.
这也指我。
Sometimes I feel so confident in myself.
因为我有时候我感觉自信心非常的高。
That I think I can be.Who God wants me to be.
我可以成为神想要我成为的人。
And I'm not asking God for help.
我没有请神来帮助我。
You want me to be more patient?
你要让我更加耐心吗?
I can do it.
我可以做到。
I will grit my teeth.
我会咬牙。
And I will be patient.
我会做到。
What does that mean?
那这指什么呢?
It means you're committed to being a better person.
因为这是指你承诺你要成为一个更好的人。
You're trying to be a better Christian.
你试着成为一个更好的基督徒。
Without Christ.
却没有基督在里面。
You're trying to be more holy.
你想着要成为要更加圣洁。
Without the Holy Spirit.
但是没有却没有圣灵在里面。
This is just moralism.
这就是我们所说的这其实跟我们所谓的道德主义差不多。
That is not Holy Spirit transformation.
这并不是圣灵所做的改变。
There are atheists in this room.
在我们房间里也有无神论者。
Who can pursue moralism.
他也能成为一个很有道德的人。
Their ability to do good.
他们能够做好事变成好的能力。
Might even be better than some of the Christians in this room.
或许比我们有些基督徒还强。
But that is not Holy Spirit transformation.
但这不是圣灵的改变。
In other words,
用另外一句话说
growing as a Christian,
那像如果要像基督徒一样成长
growing to be more like Christ,
要像越来越像基督
and having this fruit of spirit in your life,
那在你的生命中有些这些果子
is not a man-made effort It is not self-manufacturing love, joy, and peace.
这些不是靠人为而制造出来的。
Which means,
这是指,
you don't just achieve this because you're naturally inclined to be this way.
这是指你的个性是这样子的, 那你就很容易, 达到这个要求。
Some of you are just born to have some of this attributes.
你们当中也有些人可能一出生就是, 就有拥有这些, 其中所讲的几个,
and it also
几个优点。
And it also means that just because you're more disciplined,
这并不是说你约束自己的能力越强。
Like I'm a very disciplined person.
我是非常约束自己的人。
But if I discipline myself and force out behavior like this, that may not be Holy Spirit transformation.
如果我约束自己，我就能做到这几点， 那这并不是圣灵来改变我们。
Elaine and I have talked before.
Elaine 和我以前讲过, 谈过话。
She said, my husband Amos,
她这样说, 我的先生 Amos,
is so patient.
是很有耐心的一个人。
And I said, you're right.
我说你讲的对。
Amos is very patient.
Amos 是一个很有耐心的人。
She said,
她说,
but Elaine said,
Elaine 是这样子说的,
I am not patient.
我没有耐心。
And I said, you're right.
我说你讲的也对。
You're not patient.
你不是有个有忍耐的人。
And I'm not patient either.
我也不是一个有忍耐的人。
But as I become more patient,
但是当我越来越有忍耐的时候,
I need to ask myself,
我需要问我自己,
is this man-made?
这是我自己人为的吗?
Is this because I can determine myself to be more patient?
是因为我自己下定决心要让我自己变得更有忍耐吗?
Or is this as a result of me walking with God?
或许这是, 因为是我和圣灵和神一起行走而得到的结果吗?
Experiencing God's love.
因为我正在感受神的爱。
Knowing God's love from the inside.
我内心真正的知道神的爱,
so that it becomes to bear that fruit from the Holy Spirit in my life.
所以我在我的生命中能够结出圣灵的果子。
Notice that this text does not say work out these virtues.
你要看到这些经文没有说是要你用做工把这些美德做出来。
But bear the fruit of the Spirit.
但是是说,
See, look at this in 19 through 20. He's talking about contrasting the work of the flesh in
19 through 21.
And he's contrasting it with the fruit of the Spirit in 22 to 23. That the opposite of doing the works of the flesh is bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
那, 和情欲的是相反的, 就是我们要, 看到的圣灵所结的果子。
So the question I was asking myself is,
那这个我在问自己的一个问题就是,
why does he use the fruit of the Spirit instead of work of the, works of the Spirit?
那为什么呢? 为什么他要用, 圣灵的果子, 而不是说要, 而不是说是, 我们所做的事,
right? So that it matches the works of the flesh.
那如果, 是说做我们所做的事呢, 那不是跟我们那个, 情欲刚好相符吗?
And I think the reason is,
我想这个原因是应该是,
that Paul wants to avoid any impression,
那保罗是想要避免,
any wrong impression,
避免任何的一些错误的印象,
that what the Spirit produces is our own work.
那这个错误的印象就是圣灵所产生的是我们自己做的工。
That it is not our work, but it is His fruit.
但这并不是我们所做的工, 这是他的所结的果子。
I know this is a little bit of a tough concept.
我知道这个概念比较模糊。
But when we see a Christian growing,
但是当我们看到一个基督徒成长的时候,
growing in patience,
在忍耐里成长,
growing in gentleness,
在, 成长, 和恩慈里成长,
growing in self-control,
在, 在自忍耐在 self-control 节制里成长。
We want to make sure that it is not man-made.
我们要确认这不是我们靠人为而制造出来的。
But that it's spirit-born.
但是我们要看到这个是靠圣灵而产生的。
So I ask you a question.
那我现在问你一个问题。
How many times in your life?
那在你的生命中有几次呢？
Have you tried to manufacture these attributes?
那在你的生命中有多少次呢？你自己在试着制造这些优点。
How many times in myself or in you have we made this effort for our own fruit?
那我们自己或者大家，我有多少次我们自己在试着通过自己的努力想要结出这样的果子？
Because some of us,
因为我们当中有些人，
we have a lot of willpower.
我们有很强的意志力。
We have a lot of determination.
我们有很大的决心。
We have a strong effort.
我们也很努力。
And we can almost train ourselves to have this attribute.
我们几乎可以就是把自己培训出能够拥有这所有的优点。
Only later.
但是只有到后面。
That we start to feel burned out.
你才会感觉你已经精疲力尽。
Only later that we are learning that we were depending on ourselves.
直到后面你可能才会意识到你是在靠自己行这些事。
Using my own willpower.
你用自己的意志力。
In English, we say white knuckles. So you're grabbing your hands so tight that your knuckles are white.
用英语就是解释，就是你握拳握得很紧，你一直在用自己的意志力在控制。
That you grit your teeth.
你咬牙切齿。
And I begin to show patience.
然后我才能够显示我的忍耐。
But that's not from God.
但这不是从神来的。
That's from yourself.
这是从你自己来的。
Are you with me?
你有没有跟着我？
I hope I have a chance to talk about this more at the Coker's retreat.
我希望在我们的同工退休会上，我能有更多的机会来谈一谈这方面。
Because walking in the Spirit is one of the keys to the Christian life.
因为和圣灵一同行走是我们基督徒生命中的一个非常重要的重点。
The man-manufactured fruit will not last.
基督徒靠人为而制造出来的果子是不能持久的。
Only walking in step with the Spirit will bear everlasting fruit.
只有与圣灵同行而结出的果子才能够持久。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们。
If our new life as Christians is to become more and more like Christ,
如果我们的新生命是越来越像主耶稣基督的话，
I'll tell you what.
我告诉你。
I'll tell you what, young people.
年轻的孩子们，告诉你。
Especially those who made decisions yesterday.
特别是昨晚已经决志的那几个孩子。
It's not an easy road.
这并不是一条很容易的路。
And I think a lot of you all know that already.
我相信你们当中很多人都已经了解这一点。
There are many things in our life that are distracting us from becoming more like Christ.
因为在我们的生活当中有很多的事情把我们的注意力分散。
There are many things in our life that are pulling us away from walking in step with the Spirit.
有，因为在我们的生活当中有很多的事情把我们从耶稣基督的身边拉开。
Even our own flesh.
甚至我们自己的肉体。
The desire to live our own way.
我们想要按照自己的方式生活。
Or even the desire to fix ourselves.
甚至我们总是要靠自己来解决自己的问题。
That keeps us back from progressing forward.
这就是阻止我们前进的一些方面。
And the answer from God.
那神的回答就是。
Is not just to do more.
不是说你做的越多越好。
Or become more good people.
不是说你成为好人，越来越好的人。
The answer is not for us to just work harder.
他的答案不是说我们要更努力的工作。
And change ourselves.
改变我们自己。
Because we can't.
因为我们不能。
Even the most determined people in this room.
即使在这房间里，最有决心的一个人。
We can't.
也不能改变自己。
So what is the answer?
那这个答案是什么呢？
It's God's plan for us to grow.
这是神的计划 神的在对我们成长的计划。
And here's the beauty of that plan.
这就是这个计划的之美。
The answer is not us.
这个答案其实不是我们。
The answer is the Holy Spirit in us.
这个答案就是圣灵在我们 里面。
The answer is learning a life of walking in step with the Spirit.
这个答案就是我们要学习和圣灵一同行走。
So praise God.
感谢神。
Praise God that these young people, they have the Spirit indwelling them.
我们感谢神，这些孩子有圣灵住在他们里面。
Praise God that our new purpose in life is not our own purpose, but to become more like Christ.
我们感谢神，我们的新的目标不是说，不是，我们的新的目标不是对我们自己生活的目标，而是我们的新的目标是要越来越像主耶稣。
And praise God that He knows we can't do it.
我们也感谢神，他知道我们做不了。
But that He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us.
但是他给了我们，给了我们圣灵来帮助我们。
Walking a life by the Spirit.
我们要和我们的圣灵一同活活泼泼的走。
Is a life of dependency on God.
这个生命就是我们要靠神的生命。
The last thing we want.
最后一个我们想要的是。
Is a church that learns to depend on ourselves.
一个教会学着要靠自己。
People that are just trying to be morally good people.
这教会的人也是只是学着要成为道德上更好的人。
But that we're not learning how to let the Spirit transform us.
那我们就没有在学习如何让圣灵来改变我们。
A life of walking in step with the Spirit is dependency on God.
和圣灵一起行走的生命就是依靠神的生命。
And then you grow in sensitivity to being led by the Spirit.
那你就慢慢就会感觉到圣灵在带领引领你们。
So that when you obey God,
那当你顺服神的时候
you obey God by the power of the Spirit and not your own power.
那你就通过圣灵的力量来顺服神，而不是凭你自己的能力。
This is a crazy idea.
这感觉上很疯狂。
But I'm telling you.
但是我告诉你。
You can't do it.
你自己做不了。
But God can.
但是神能够。
That's why your hope is in God.
所以你的希望是在神身上面。
And not.In yourself.
不在你自己身上。
So we see all these pictures that we are servants of God.
所以我们看到这些图案，所有的图案，我们是神的仆人。
Yes, we are saved to serve Him.
我们是被得救来，来服侍神的。
But the Bible also tells us that we are His children.
但是圣经上也告诉我们，我们是神的孩子。
So we are not just servants.
我们不仅仅是神的仆人。
We're child servants.
我们是神的孩子。
And we have a master who wants to walk with us.
我们有一个主人想要和我们一起行走。
And out of that relationship,
除了那个关系之外,
we learn how to live for him.
我们也学到我们要如何为他而活。
And out of his power,
除了他的能力,
we are enabled to live for him.
如果没有他的能力的话,我们没有办法为他而活。
Amen?
Amen.
As we look at these 5, 6, 7 young people,
当我们看看这些年轻的孩子们
and as we think about ourselves,
我们也想想自己
can we pray?
我们可以一起祷告
and ask God to help us?
请求神来帮助我们吗
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to 1 minute.
我要给你30秒钟到1分钟的时间
We'll be quiet in here.
我们 只保持安静。
That you can just tell God, I need you.
你自己轻轻地告诉神，我需要你。
I need your help in this area of my life.
在我生命当中的这几方面，我需要你帮助我。
I have been trying to change myself, and I am so tired.
我已经试图要改变我自己，但是我已经精疲力尽了。
And I need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我需要圣灵的力量。
I want to walk with you.
我想要和你一起行走。
And let you change me.
让你来改变我。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, when we hear from your word,
主啊，当我们听到你的话语，
sometimes it is so good.
有时候感觉真的很美好。
It is so refreshing for our soul.
对我们的心声来说，真的是感觉很清新。
Oh Lord, when we are near you,
主啊，当我们靠近你的时候，
it is so good.
我们的感觉真的很好。
It is so refreshing.
感觉很清新。
To know that we can't.
我们要知道我们做不了
But you can.
但是你能够
Because this life
因为这个生活
that you called us to
你呼召了我们
It is not an easy life.
这不是一条这不是一个简单的生命
You did not say that it will be an easy life.
你也没说过这是很简单的
In fact, you said it will be a harder life.
你其实说这是一个艰难的路
Because it is a narrow road.
因为这是一条窄路
So we confess.
所以我们向你忏悔
God, it is hard.
神啊，这真的很艰难。
We want to be who you want us to be.
我们想要成为你想要我们成为的一个人。
But so many times we can't.
但是有这么多次，我们都觉得我们做不了。
And you are telling us today.
你今天告诉我们。
That's right.
对。
Child.
孩子。
You can't.
你做不到。
But you're telling us today.
但是你今天在告诉我们。
That I can.
我可以。
Because you have placed yourself in us.
因为你已经把你自己放在我们里面了。
You told us, yes, we are your servants.
你已经告诉我们你是我们的仆人。
But that we are also your friends.
但是我们也是你的朋友。
And that we are your beloved child.
我们是你所爱的孩子。
What parent does not want to pour his love and strength and help upon his child?
有哪个父母不想把自己的所有的爱自己所有的能力都加给他的孩子
And you love us more than any earthly parent would love their children.
但是你比我们任何世界上的父母都要更爱我们
How much more do you, our Heavenly Father, want to pour your love and your strength upon your children?
你多么的想把你的所有的爱所有的能力都添加给我们
Teach us, Father.
教导我们父啊
How we can walk with you.
我们如何才能和你一同行走
To walk with the Spirit who dwells in us.
和在我们里面的圣灵一同行走
That we would not forget the Spirit in us.
所以我们不会忘记我们有圣灵在我们里面
Because that is the Spirit of Christ.
因为那个圣灵就是我们的主耶稣
That is the Spirit of our God.
那个圣灵就是我们的神
You are Spirit, Holy Spirit in us.
因为你就是在我们里面的灵。
Help us to learn to let go.
让我们学习如何让放开。
And to let you begin to do that transformation in us.
让你来改变我们。
Oh Father, we need your help.
父啊，我们需要你的帮助。
We confess.
我们向你忏悔。
Lord, I need you.
我需要你。
I need you.
我需要你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们侍奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.